This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and we're kicking off the third hour. It's Mark with you.
And Heather.
And Chris.
You can give us a call and about whatever is on your mind here at Free Talk Live. That's what we do. But we also, we do a little bit of show prep. Now, we're going to go right to the callers, but I do want to tease the story. Apparently, Heather, people in Congress are trying very hard to increase our financial freedom, right?
Exactly.
That's
smart.
You
always know exactly what they're trying to do. No, they're actually trying to, what it appears to be, is crack down on cryptocurrencies. And this is their way of basically trying to get people to snitch on those not using banks.
So they want Americans to act as unpaid police officers on their friends and family in order to be able to control people's banking habits.
It worked in 1984, mm-hmm. That book.
It certainly did. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yes, I just want to mention that it turns out that they already have like 4 mayoral debates already.
What are you talking about, 4 mayoral debates? I have no mayor.
Nothing about Albuquerque election. We're voting for a mayor.
Oh, Albuquerque.
Okay, well, okay. So yeah. Are people all over the country. Was there national news in this?
Oh, my whole point is that nobody knows about it. And we're scrambling around for debates, and then we already have 4. What I'm saying is that they like dumb, uneducated voters because they want us to show up and just vote for the wrong person. This is very deliberate. It's not on purpose.
Are you saying that the mayor had debates and nobody in New Mexico knew that they were happening?
Well, the thing is, you have to, like, sit there and be on the computer and get all the campaign's office phone numbers. You have to call and ask around and...
So there's no advertisement for these debates?
Right. It's never announced on the. I listen to the morning news. It's never announced.
Mm-hmm.
And then I called in the KKOB Saturday show, and then he announced the wrong hotel. It was actually Best Western in Old Town. I found out after I told 10 people, and he said it was Embassy Suites. So
they're
in a wrong location.
Again, Sarah, I'm going to agree with you in that, yes, it does seem that they just want a bunch of uneducated voters who will just sort of fall for whatever the best spin is that's out there.
Do both candidates want that?
One of them does.
Both. We got 9 people running.
All 9 candidates want stupid voters. It would seem that some of them would want educated voters. I got to blame the voters on this one.
Mm-hmm.
People don't know what's going on city elections.
Sure.
City elections tend to affect you more than a national election does.
Agreed.
Everybody knows who the president is. About half of us don't even know who the mayor is. And I couldn't tell you who the mayor is in Keene. It's the next town over from where I live. It doesn't affect my life dramatically, but it does affect it. Not that I could do anything about it.
Right.
But Americans just don't care about local elections. Oftentimes you'll see turnouts between 2 and 10% for local elections. 10% is a huge turnout.
That's interesting. In my town, turnouts for local elections, they're bigger during the big election cycle.
Yeah.
But they're pretty good.
New Hampshire is a...
Probably an outlier.
It is an outlier as far as that goes.
I'd agree with that.
Politics is the state sport.
But to me, this mayor election, to me, is a big deal. To me, it's important to me because this mayor can bring our speeding bans and red light cameras back, depending on who we get. It's like a lottery. It's a gamble. You know what I mean? You never know who we're going to wind up with.
But, Do you have a favorite candidate?
Well, the thing about it is that if we get a strict public safety mayor, I think that we're going to get that. I think the people, what little people show up or what little people pay attention to, they're going to want public safety because we get 27 cars stolen every day. So they're going to be like, what are you going to do to solve our theft and auto theft? So deal to me. But like you said, Mark, you're right. It's that it seems like the whole system is that if you're stupid where you can't dig up this information on the computer, if you're lazy, if you're stupid and you're poor, you don't have a computer or a car, well, then don't vote. That's the boring thing here. If you're stupid, if you're poor and you're dumb and you're lazy, why bother voting? We're going to make it very, very difficult for you to vote.
Do we want people that we would describe with those adjectives voting? I mean, I just wonder.
Yeah, no, that's a good question.
I know that the percentage of the population that voted for George Washington was less than 2%. And, you know, presumably he's one of the greatest, you know, presidents in American history, so I'm told.
By some.
Yeah, well, generally that's what people say. And, you know, I mean, people self-selected out of the election because they didn't feel like they were, you know, qualified to vote for whatever reason. Some of them weren't qualified to vote because they weren't a white 21-year-old landowner.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I kind of like it when people self-select out of elections because usually it's because of ignorance. And ignorance isn't stupidity, it's ignorance. It's mm-hmm. just not knowing. I'm ignorant.
Either that or just not caring, you know. Sometimes
it's
I wonder
apathy.
And I'm like,
a lot of
you
times
know,
it's apathy. Yeah.
I've had this thought when it comes to like libertarians and stuff, like are we just all the people that just always hated authority? Because I notice some people, they don't mind it. Some people function better when you tell them what to do and what's right and what's wrong, and they just seem to be so submissive in nature. Like, is everybody that's involved in politics just like a certain breed of people where we're like the alphas of the human species and we just, you know, tend to resist any type of authority or rule over us? But
slavery is the natural human condition. You know, most humans have lived in some form of slavery since the agrarian revolution 9,000 years ago.
But is it slavery if they choose to be in a submissive role?
All right. Bondage, subservience, or, you know, whatever terminology.
But you can consent to be in a
sure.
submissive role.
You can consent to slavery, it's I suppose.
Right.
But then it wouldn't be slavery. It would just be saying that I'm relinquishing my, you know,
work for free.
All right.
We'll work for free for food.
Right. You guys are right. It's that most people, they want to be sheeple. They could care less. Most people you ask, I don't care about anything.
They sleep better at night.
Yeah, because they want to be sheeple. They want everybody else to vote and decide for them. But they don't care. They'll just take whatever people dish out to them. But you're right. You know, most people that participate, it's very few people that really care to figure out where the debates are, really want to go out and vote. Because most people, it's like, oh, I don't care. Well, I'll just do what everybody tells me to do. Because
it's like
herd. Well, it's the path of no resistance, the easy way out.
We're a bunch of sheep dogs in a field of sheep. That's what I feel like.
Thanks for the call,
Sarah. It's a different breed,
Thanks.
A different species.
I often feel the same way, but I can't say I'm great on these issues. I don't know that I could name both the representatives for the state of New Hampshire. I don't know that I could name both senators. I've already admitted to not being able to name the mayor. I've become less engaged with politics over time because I tend to understand that my vote is relatively meaningless and that my participation through the state process. If going to Concord and testifying on a bill is so much more effective,
yep.
and I can do it any time. Like, for instance, Daryl W. Perry, who normally sits yep. in this chair on Thursday evenings, he runs his Liberty Lobby. He's
yeah.
a lobbyist, and he gets paid by just people, libertarian types. And I can't tell you. You look up Liberty Lobby, you'll find him. And I've stated, and I'm going to confident with this, is that he's more powerful than about a quarter of the representatives who are elected to office in the state of New Hampshire.
I would not disagree with that at all.
Right. Yeah,
so,
I know.
Some
yeah,
good
definitely.
Percentage of them don't show up, so he's more powerful than them.
Right.
You know, a percentage of them just show up to do their votes or whatever.
Right.
He can go in there and he can sway a certain amount of these people just by,
sure.
you know, the fact that
he does his research.
He's on top of each issue.
Right.
And when you show up and you sort of, you know, take his talking points or whatever, then you can go and be amplified as far as numbers go, and voting an election I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying that of the things that I do, that's probably the least effective activism.
I mean, right. I was fortunate enough to go to the State House and do some testimonies and stuff in front of it. And I have to say it was thanks to Ian and Daryl that I realized the power of lobbying like that and influencing the people in those chairs.
Thank you for your service. Thank you for
going.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's free as in freedom, 855-450-3733 or lrn.fm on Skype. Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-346-8194. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-346-8194. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-346-8194. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-346-8194. 800-346-8194.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms, that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you. Oh, I caught Heather. Sorry.
And Heather.
And Chris.
You can call in, talk about what you want. We're taking calls right now. We've got Michael W. Dean calling in on Skype.
Oh, can you hear me now?
I got you.
We can hear you now.
Cool, man.
So this is Michael W. Dean from the Freedom Fiends, Free Talk Live's sister show. Tell everybody about Freedom Fiends just a little bit.
Freedom Fiends is a show that started as a podcast in 2011, got on radio 2 years later, run not nearly as many stations as you guys are, but 29, 30, depends on who's kicked us off and who's added us that week. But it's the little radio show that could.
And it goes on in the evening. What's the website?
It's freedomfiends.com. Fiends is Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Sierra. And it's on at 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. East Coast time.
It's brutal.
Weeknights. Yeah. Did you say brutal?
Yeah, I stayed up for it once or twice. And, oh, man.
You're on it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Right. I was 3 a.m. doing a show till 3 a.m. It's just brutal. Yeah. If you're ready for it, if you can take that nap beforehand. Yeah.
Right.
It'd be all right.
Well, it's 11 o'clock. To 1 a.m. where I am in Wyoming, and we have some hosts on the East Coast, but now we got Daryl Becker, who's in Hawaii. I think it's 7 to 9 p.m. his time.
Sweet. I know what it's like to do a show at that time.
He's almost drive time. That's nice.
But there was a really big news out of on your Facebook page in the last couple of days, and that is a book that I found to be life-changing, a book that I advocate for anyone to read. This isn't it's not politics, it's nothing. It's not gender-oriented, nothing. Everybody should read the User's Manual for the Human Experience.
Yeah, it's a book I wrote in 2008, published in 2009 as a paperback and an audiobook, and finally got around to doing an update and putting it out on Kindle. So it's out on Kindle now, User's Manual for the Human Experience. You can get it on Amazon. It's $3.99 on Kindle, or I think it's 99 cents if you have Amazon Prime for the first month or something like that. And it's a book that I put out and kind of threw out in the world message in a bottle, and it's still kind of reverberating back to me. Like, people tell me, this book changed my life.
Which book changed my life.
The book changed your life.
I was just actually
updating the Amazon page. Your blurb you gave me for it today is now on Amazon. What a time to be alive, man. I started writing books in 2000 when they were paperback, and if I wanted to add a blurb, I had to get $4,000 for a new printing of 1,000 copies, Yeah.
And indeed. Well, so I listened with my wife. We listened together and then discussed the chapters as we went through them.
Mm-hmm.
And
I came to book club.
Yeah, it was really great because this book it just crosses all boundaries. It addresses so many things, like how to carry yourself when you're walking down the street, how to get rid of a toxic person out of your life, how to deal with I can't even remember all the things that came up, but those are the things that I found particularly useful in the book, and those are the ones that have stuck with me now, probably 10 years on, and I probably should go back and take another listen. It's well worth it. So when you updated it, did you update?
It was a lot of stuff that wouldn't affect an audiobook. You listen to the audiobook, there's a lot of URLs that are no longer. You know what I find that's funny? Over that period of time from mid 2000, 10 years or so, a lot of sites that have a commercial aspect are still up, and a lot of personal websites people have are not. Fancy that.
Who would have thought?
Yeah, but a little bit of, a little bit here and there of adding, a little bit about what I've learned since then. I've gone through some really trying things with illness, and I have some good news is while I'm still pretty sick, I'm not dying like I was in the past 2 years.
Thank God. I was close to writing you off, brother. Things, you were pretty ill there for a little while, and it was very demoralizing for me. I feel like you're important in the liberty movement. I understand that not everybody is your biggest fan or anything like that, but I think that the role you play as sort of referee is extraordinarily important.
That's so cool, man. It's And not to be too much of a mutual admiration society here, but...
Oh, I don't take compliments well.
I'll compliment your show instead
Thank
of you.
Thank you.
Because you guys were part of my path to liberty. Like, the first time I heard the word libertarian was in college. I was tripping my first day of college, and the Libertarian Party had a card table in the student union, and they were like... They looked at me, and they could tell I was stoned, and they're like, oh, are you in favor of legalizing marijuana? You know, they were playing to their crowd.
No doubt.
They had a suit on. They probably talked to me about economic aspects. And I was like, yeah, and I walked away. Like, they looked like, they reminded me of, like, you know, people that knock on your door and try to sell you a religion.
Yeah.
So I just, that was like, and I didn't really encounter liberty until
Funny, I always think
later.
Of political parties as, like, religions in a sense, right?
Yeah,
people get so passionate. People get more passionate about politics and they do religion in some cases.
It's also the pasted on smile that and you know what else are you going to put on your face in order to look welcoming, but that pasted on smile is just a little creepy. I remember talking to a reporter here in New Hampshire probably in 2012 about Bitcoin, and she was trying to figure out if it was multi-level marketing scheme or exactly what I got out of it, and I'm like, no, I just love Bitcoin. Want to talk about it some more? You know, like,
yeah, that's what people in a culture of multi-level marketing says.
Right.
No, I just love it, and it will change your life. You know, so. I'm kind of the last person who should write a book that people read it and say, this changed my life. But so one of my first inklings of liberty was my wife and I were doing like a sex podcast that's no longer around because I started doing liberty stuff and got real busy, and then she got busier with work. We still have the sex, but not the podcast.
I'm glad to hear that.
Always a good thing.
We went to the, like, our first wedding anniversary, I think in 2006, we went to the Podcast Expo. It's now called the New Media Expo, but it was in California, Southern California. You know, it was like a 2-hour drive from us. We didn't have to fly or anything. We went there and we were on a couple panels already with our first podcast, and we heard the award given out. We were watching the awards, and one was Best Political Podcast, Free Talk Live. And I was like, what? And you guys weren't there. But, you know, somebody else, they said, oh, we'll mail it to them. And I was like, what is Free Talk Live? When I got home, I checked it out. And, you know, that, and then I found Boston Tea Party's books, and then we bought guns. And, oh, you know, years later, here we are.
You're telling me I'm
good and important. That's pretty cool, man.
Can you tell folks how they can go about getting the audio version and the new Kindle version and all those things of the user's manual for the human experience? And thank you for calling in with this, by the way.
Yeah, if you want to remember a URL, michaelwdean.com, or just search Michael W. Dean, my site will come up, and it's one of the links at the top for user's manual for the human experience. Or you could just go to Amazon and search user's manual for the human experience, and a couple different pages will come up. For some reason, there's like another page publisher I was going through went out and put up, and that one's like $160. That's not the one you want. You want the one that's like normal Kindle price and paperback price. And there's also the Audible. If you have audible.com, they have the free audiobook there, and if not, it's a few bucks.
I'm happy to say you just sold one more copy.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the audio version of it, I've got to say. And when you download people's MP3s, send them some money.
Yes.
Thanks for the call, Michael.
Yeah. Thanks.
Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, the live Thursday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Heather.
And Chris.
You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. We take your calls here on Free Talk Live. That's what we called it, Free Talk Live. We intend to take your calls.
That all makes sense now.
And it's you're free to call, you're free to talk, and it's live. Free Talk Live. Give us a call at 855-450-3733. Let's go back to the phones. We got Tom calling in from Nashua. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, you know, with the Obamacare repeal and replace bill being crafted behind closed doors and finally being released, now the liberals have this plan what they're going to do. See, the liberals and the socialist types and the Democrats, they're going to march in the streets of Washington, D.C. and demand that those dirty, rotten, lousy, no-good politicians control even more of the country's health care.
Right. There that's worked go. Out so well
That'll fix
over the
it.
Course of the decades that as the government has clawed its way into health care, prices have gone up over time, and I mean, you know, these big pharmaceutical companies have latched on. They're entrenched. There's really not much good other than medical innovation, which has certainly occurred in that time period.
But go back to the American Medical Association. That's how far back since they started clamoring to get favors from government.
Yeah, and they control the number of doctors. I never even understood that.
The number of medical schools. It's crazy.
You know,
go ahead.
Let me point something out here. You know, if somebody had compared two bad habits, smoking, cigarettes, and gambling, okay, even if they smoke two packs a day, okay, that's, oh, I don't know, it's just $6, $7 a pack, okay, so they could probably afford that on what an average working person makes. But gambling, you know, there's like no limit to how much money you could gamble away, except how much money is available to you. And the same is true with health care. You know, okay, so let's say some old fogey is in the nursing home and it's going to cost $1,000, so they can fog a mirror for another month. And so they shell out $1,000. Then it's going to cost $10,000 so they can fog a mirror for another month. And then it's going to cost $100,000 for them to fog a mirror for another month. You know, they have to, they got to put a price on human life. It sounds like so cruel, but there is a limit to what is available here. And I took a look at the premiums, and the reason they're getting away with it is because of the clever ways that they conceal the cost. A lot of people just only care about their out-of-pocket expense. But, you know, if the, I mean, whatever amount that they quote you in the Help Wanted ad, that is like no meaning at all. Just for example, $10 per hour. But if they're also tacking on $5 an hour worth of health insurance, then you have to put out labor that's worth $15 or you're gone. They can't, they don't need you anymore.
Sure.
They have to look at that. And this is how people are paying for it. That's one way to explain how, you know, your employer having to pay that is actually you paying for it. They don't look at it like that, just like they only look at how much money they're getting back from their federal income tax refund. And, you know, a lot of people just, they don't realize, oh, well, gee, I can't afford all of that, but good thing the government is kicking in so much of it instead of...
The government.
I remember reading something saying that Starbucks spends more on employee health care than they do on coffee beans. That sounds like mind-blowing. I was like, you know, it'd be better if they could, you know, give money directly to their employees that could then go purchase insurance freely, and then there would be more of a competition in competing insurance companies lowering their prices to try to beat the other insurance
companies. But it's the insurance companies generally that have driven up the cost. So
I would argue against that.
It's
the government regulations that have driven up the cost. The insurance companies are just like, I mean, I used to work for one. I brokered Medicare supplements that picked up the difference for the deductibles and stuff that the Medicare wouldn't cover.
Just 1 second. Referee in here. What I'm trying to say, and I think that this is fair, is when people don't have to bear the burden of the cost of the things that they're doing, they're more likely to use medical care. If they suddenly don't have to pay the cost, then they want all that treatment. But if they have to pay, I think insurance should just be for catastrophic, you know, heart surgery or something like that. But everything's been driven up because everybody has this all comprehensive insurance that will cover sniffles and bruises and all that other stuff. Go ahead, Tom.
By the way, let's say somebody's got to take this medication and it costs $10 a day for this medicine. Okay, now along comes the pharmaceutical industry and they come up with something that is supposedly better. Okay, maybe it is proven to be better, but it's $100 a day. Now, the doctors are not allowed to prescribe the $10 a day pills because that's medical malpractice. Those have been replaced by something that is better. And if you got insurance, then you're not about to go griping to members of Congress, of all people. I mean, it shouldn't even be regulated at the federal level anyway, but they're not going to go griping to Congress about how all this money is being squandered on these pills that don't really do much better. But if they don't have any insurance, now they can't buy any pills. They probably can't afford the pills at all, and they're going to die. And because it's medical malpractice to prescribe what they could afford. And if the pharmacist just went ahead and sold them the pills anyway, the pharmacist could get arrested by the cops. So you've got to remember,
government?
It's always the fault of Cox. Everything is always the fault of Cox.
Thank you for the call, Tom.
Yeah, a couple thoughts in there. I mean, number one, the more regulated an industry, the less efficient it is. And healthcare is a prime example. We've had regulation involved in that, like I said, since the AMA got involved. And then insurance companies, once the idea of healthcare came about, which we didn't used to have, came about, then they were like, whoa, this is great. We can make money off of this.
Yes.
Let's throw some
giant Holstein cow that we can milk all day for the rest of our lives.
Right. But only if we get the power of government behind it.
Yeah.
And that's why most of the the Americans, well, whatever Obamacare is actually called, is written by insurance industry lobbyists.
Absolutely.
I mean, they're the ones that wrote it because they wrote it in such a way that they can maximize their profits from it.
I think everybody should go and, you know, next opportunity to just search for the impossible healthcare solution. If you go on Google, you can see what the pricing was back in the 40s of healthcare.
Well, that's great.
And that's when the government hadn't been involved. And that, you know, I mean, has medicine increased that much that pricing would be that much? No, it's overhead from bureaucrats and rules and regulations.
But the idea that we can't do things more efficiently today than we could 40, 50 years ago, it's medical care or it's a loaf of bread. You know, tell me why I spend $2 on a loaf of bread when I could buy it for a nickel in 1964.
But there are solutions. For instance, our sponsor, Health Excellence Select. If you go to healthexcellenceselect.com, it's basically a health sharing organization. Plus, they do a monitoring of your health. They'll give you a health assessment daily if you need it. They've also got medical cards so that you can share your, you know, HIPAA classified information with whomever you want. It's a great way to take control of your health and to get sort of be rewarded for being healthy. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. By the way, the pricing is so much better if you are paying for your own insurance or you've got a high deductible. You really need to check them out because a family can be taken care of for, I think it's under $600 per month. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. So let's go to the phones. Well, we're getting right here on the edge of it. I don't want to take Ralph because God knows he's going to berate us about, color or something. Anyway.
Oh, Ralph. I haven't heard from him in a while.
You know, Heather, I don't know whether we're going to get to your story on, the government bureaucrats deciding that we shouldn't be able to apparently even have cryptocurrency and trying to get our neighbors and our friends and families to snitch on us. It's where is that story from?
ETHnews.com. I don't know if that's short for the
Ethereum.
ETH as in Ethereum News. ETHnews.com. The number is 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org. That's Dash.org.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been. And my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY. Or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's the final segment of the final hour here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Heather.
And Chris.
You can call in. We probably squeeze you in, potentially, here. If you call in at 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. Nobody has the take on the issues that Free Talk Live has. There is no radio program, barring the Freedom Fiend, Freedom Fiends that Michael W. Dean called in, but none that you can call into, where they take a principled libertarian stand every issue, every time. If you find it valuable that that stand is broadcast to hundreds of thousands of people every single week, you can help reach more people. All you have to do is join our AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. That's A-M-P, AMP, as in advertise, market, and promote. amp.freetalklive.com. And help us spread the message. There are some perks. We will make sure that you get them, and they're well worth it. amp.freetalklive.com. All we ask for is $5 a month. And come on, it's what, one Frappuccino thing? I mean, I don't know. I recently got one. Somebody gave me a, I think it was a $5 gift card.
This blew me away the other day. I bought a stick of deodorant for $7. I was like, are you kidding me?
Man. You've got some golden armpits.
No kidding. You smell great. I'm just telling you that like to make you feel better.
Well, I don't like. It's just a Dove, you know, brand. Nothing special, but it's.
Oh yeah,
like
it's special. It's $3. $7.
The cheap stuff ruins the clothes.
Oh.
Like, you know what I mean? I don't like the.
I try to get my clothes for free, or I have political T-shirts.
I was just blown away. Yeah. But anyway, see, $5 for Free Talk Live a month is like less than I pay for a stick of deodorant. So.
Really I exempt co-hosts because you already give so much. So amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Ralph calling in from New Jersey. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live.
You know, this whole situation about the double standard, it goes without saying, and it's stating the obvious for me that the double standard exists vis-a-vis Obama and now President Trump.
Hold on.
Okay?
Barack Obama's not the President of the United States.
Nevertheless, he's working behind the scenes, sir. And
he's working behind the scenes?
That's correct, right. Well, the very definition of Mark, with all due respect, identify the third guy with you. The third guy, what's his name? Chris. So I can acknowledge him.
Hi.
I know about Heather being there. My Jersey girl, good evening to you, my girl. How are you?
That's Heather.
Oh, hi. How are you, my friend?
That Jersey girl in the house, as we say. You're from New Jersey. You used to be from New Jersey, Heather, aren't you?
No, I'm from Massachusetts.
Yes.
Cod, to be exact. You know where that is?
You know, Mark, this whole situation with Russia happened when Obama was under the watch of Obama. Okay? And it's not only me asking this question. Now President Trump, in his tweet, was asking if it happens, during the administration of Obama, what was he doing about putting a stop to it or putting an end to it? Okay? Mm-hmm. I have a follow-up question, if I may.
Barack Obama's not the FBI, right? Like, he is the chief executive, but it's not like he does any investigation himself.
Right. But I understand what Ralph's saying. He says all these things are getting blamed on Trump, yet they all occurred, under Obama's administration. So,
My follow-up question would be along the line of what did Obama know?
And when
did Obama know about this? That's a legitimate question to ask. How come there is no investigation, there is no proof regarding that? And by the way, the guy who, I will identify the man who now came up and give me the idea of calling Obama El Negro, his name is Armando Garcia, okay? He's a fine Cuban-American, and he gave me a call when President Trump was in Miami to announce the reversal of El Negro and his wicked policy vis-a-vis Cuba. Okay?
Oh, no, that policy is not wicked.
I used to call him.
Denying hardworking people the ability to buy stuff.
Right.
That's what's wicked.
I used to call him, I used to call him El Negro. Nowadays, I would refer to him as Caper El Negro or El Negro Caper.
Caper?
If it's okay with you.
Is it like
I'm
like
sure
little,
it's not okay with you, right?
Pickled thing?
I was thinking.
I don't know what you're talking about. Thanks for the call, Ralph.
Thanks, Ralph.
Caper.
If you've got a rush to the defense of the most powerful person in the world, i.e. the President of the United States, you've got your priorities mixed up. Right?
Like, something's wrong here.
You know, he doesn't need your help. This is the politics game. Russia is just Republican for Benghazi or Democrat. I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
I just don't care. So don't care about this political garbage.
But the thing is, it's like,
is
wow,
Trump
we
corrupt? Yes.
Of course
Trump's corrupt. Is Obama corrupt? Yes. Obama's corrupt. How did they get the seat? Are you that much of a fool, America, that you think that an honest man could get the presidency? Is that how dumb you are? I mean, don't vote. If you're that stupid, don't even vote. Bother voting. You have to be corrupt. You have to be a sociopath to possibly make it through the phalanx that is the political process.
No,
yuck.
We've never seen
I'd
anything like
that,
this ever
I'd argue
in history,
that
Mark.
You have to be a sociopath to make the debates because Gary wasn't allowed in them, so he obviously didn't fit the criteria of sociopath.
Yeah, it's just insanity to believe that, and we go through this every couple of years, it's going to be the right against the left or vice versa, and it's as if we've never seen this before.
So when it comes to the plum that is power, there's the plum that is the nomination to presidency, right?
Yeah.
There's this big juicy fruit that is the presidency. There's the big juicy fruit that is the nomination to be the president. Mm-hmm. And then there's the tiny little fruit that is the nomination to the Libertarian Party, right? So the bigger the prize, the more corrupt you've got to be to get it. And in the case of the Libertarian Party, people have got their problems with Gary Johnson, there's no doubt. I chose to vote for him because who the heck was I going to vote for?
Yeah.
I mean, he was the best candidate on the block, from what I could tell, by a long shot. Plus, he's a friend.
Yeah, no, I actually worked on the campaign. So I was the state director for the campaign in Massachusetts, and I have no regrets. You know, I thought Gary was humbled and well-intentioned. Maybe people might disagree with him in philosophy, but, you know, if you look at where I was 5 years ago, it's not where I was in philosophy today. So people learn, they grow, and I thought Gary's well on his way to becoming more and more libertarian.
I think as close to a perfect candidate as I ever voted for was Ron Paul. You know, somebody I could really kind of go down the checklist and go, yep, agree, yep, agree.
So in what ways is Ron Paul different than Gary?
I think in consistency, if I were to say one thing, Ron Paul, I felt, was always consistent on his positions. And I voted for Gary Johnson, too.
And Gary vetoed 750 pieces of legislation.
There's a line item veto.
Exactly.
To be entirely fair. Yeah. So, I mean, that means removing words and stuff from laws. I'm not saying that he doesn't deserve accolades, but, Ron Paul had the advantage of never getting anything done.
Right.
Right? Like, it's easy to sit on the sideline and, you know, be principled when you have the understanding that you're never going to get anything done. Whereas Gary was the most qualified person on the ballot. He had 8 years of executive experience.
But business experience, too. Building his company from the ground up, door knocking, a construction company, and growing it to employ over 1,000 people. I mean, that's incredible. Entrepreneurship.
I understand all that. I'm just saying there were a couple issues that I felt like he could have, for me, taken a more libertarian position, more consistent libertarian position. And that doesn't matter because that was me and my vote. You know, that's, and compared to the other two, he got it easily. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, I would have loved to have seen him in those debates, but there's so much corruption, man. They reused the same polls for the second debate as they did the first. So when they say you got to get 15% to get in the polls, one, the polls excluded millennials age 18 to 25. And the second time when they repolled after we dumped hundreds of thousands of dollars like into advertising and stuff like that in key battleground states, they used the same polls from the first set. So they didn't. It didn't take into consideration any increase in growth or, reach. So the whole thing was skewed. It was corrupted.
Politics is rigged? Is that what you're saying?
After Ross Perot, the two-party system got a little wake-up call.
Oh, no
kidding. They realized that, we can cut the budget here. Right? Like, that guy could have won. If it hadn't been for the ninjas and dropping out and then getting back in and the whole deal.
Yeah.
Right? Like, the possibility that Ross Perot could have won was there. And they want to make sure that that never happens again.
Yep.
So they've made it very difficult. They'll set whatever standard there is to set to make sure that a third party never has a chance, and that's the system in which we work. I hope that they can get some court case out there that fixes it, but I don't hold a lot of hope. It's been Mark with you.
And Heather.
And Chris.
Check us out in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Our Facebook page is at facebook.freetalklive.com. Don't throw those cigarette butts out the window. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.